VOC Breakfast. Weekdays, 7 to 9 a.m.
It's 7:52 on VOC Breakfast. Welcome to it. 0829-913-913. You just heard before the break when we spoke to the regional manager for Black Sash, Tandi Henkerman, talking about the verification process that the pensioners have to go through. June, July payment has been withheld because of the lack of verification that didn't take place or took place. Lack of communication, all of that. I'm now joined online by Andile Shona, the SASSA Senior Communication Manager, to unpack some of this for us, because we know that there are many people who are stressing that they've not received their payments this month as well. Shona, good morning. Thank you so much for your time here on VOC Breakfast.
Good morning to you and good morning to your listeners.
Let's talk about this quickly. We've received a few complaints, actually numerous, mind you, from beneficiaries who said that they haven't received their grants this month. What is happening?
Look, SASSA is undertaking the review of social grants. I think in your introduction, you did mention that even in June, actually we started in May, and this is going to be ongoing for the next few months. And this review is targeting the beneficiaries who are suspected of having additional income that was not disclosed to SASSA. And actually, this is in line with the Social Assistance Act, because this has to be done because the Act clearly specifies that at the time of your application or after, if the financial circumstances of a beneficiary changes, they have a responsibility to inform SASSA. As an example, you may have applied for a grant when you were not working, and then you continue receiving a grant, then afterwards you find employment or you open a business, then you don't inform SASSA that now you have an income, and you are supposed to disclose that information.
Okay, I understand that part. I genuinely do. I understand the part where you're saying, especially, there are different grants that SASSA manages, of course. But let's talk about, the pension grants that some people have also said that they were not, they didn't receive payouts with regards to that. Talk to us about that. What is the delay there?
The delay that I know for a fact that was experienced was in KwaZulu-Natal. Because there was a situation that we had with our system in KZN. So I'm not necessarily aware of other other provinces, because we're informed that in KwaZulu-Natal we had an issue, but it when they were supposed to have been paid on the 2nd, they were paid on the 4th because of the issue that we had in the area. But other issues, really, we need to state upfront that the review of grants actually it does not necessarily affect one grant type. It affects all types of grants, so including old age grant as well. So the cases may differ from one individual to the next. So we are able then to assist those beneficiaries that we are aware of their challenges, and then we can be able to assist them. But if we are not aware, then we are not be able to assist.
Now, in terms of the undisclosed income that you mentioned earlier, it appears that the system that SASSA is using is always giving some issues. If we were to look at the accuracy of the issues that are being flagged by SASSA, how long does it take for those issues to be resolved? And I'll give you an example. If it is with, let's say I'm a SASSA recipient and it now shows that I haven't disclosed a particular form of income, but that is not the case. How quickly is the system updated or the issue resolved?
The issue gets resolved as soon as the beneficiary comes to a SASSA local office. For example, if you give us all the relevant documents that we require, such as you come up, you come with your ID, you come with your payslip if you are working, and if you are not working, you come with the proof that you are not working, your bank statement as well. So once we have all those documents and we are satisfied by the information that you are giving us, and your money gets released within a week, you get your money into your bank account. And the issue that we have currently is that people don't come to our offices. And one of the reasons is that when we notify them that this month they are part of the targeted group, we find that the number that they had given us at the time of their application, the number has changed, and they have not come to update the number. So they would not receive the SMS that we would have sent to them. Then we have those delays with the person. And then if you don't come, effectively, your grant then will get suspended after 30 days.
Shona, but in all honesty and fairness, I mean, you're saying that, you know, that people do not necessarily come to your offices. We've experienced personally where people do go to your offices and the staff there, you know, are either perhaps inadequate to be able to assist them, for the lack of a better word, and I say that with the utmost of respect. You know, they reach only a certain amount of numbers and then they close the doors. The system is offline and people just don't get into it. They see to maybe 30, 40 people for the day and then they shut the doors. You know, is SASSA management where you are sitting at the exec level, are you guys aware of the challenges that our people are facing on the ground? That is the most important part here.
I hear you, and actually I can acknowledge that we have experienced that in some of our offices, and precisely it is that actually you did say that now we have a meet, like there's you had an interview with Black Sash, we have a meeting with them to also today to also talk about those issues. Yes, definitely in local offices there are those, some of those challenges that SASSA you know experience, where some of our beneficiaries are turned away, and it is very unfortunate. Really, it is embarrassing, and SASSA is trying to improve in that aspect, and would like to apologize to some of our beneficiaries who were turned away in some of our offices.